All right, you people. We're here with Marcy Shymoff, author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. This is for all of us, the conservatives, the liberals, the independents, the men, the women, the people who don't vote, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all of us, the agnostics, the atheists. We're all human beings here. And if we lived happier lives, wouldn't that just be amazing? So, Marcy, let's start cracking, baby. What's the code?
Well, here's the deal. We each have what's called a happiness set point. And what that means is no matter what happens to us, whether good or bad, we will hover around the same happiness set point unless we do something consciously to change it. So, for example, people who win the lottery, which, you know, we think of as the golden ticket to happiness, research shows that within a year of winning the lottery, they have returned to their original happiness level, their original happiness set point. So the real key is the set point. And the great news is we can all change our set points. The set point is 50% genetic, so we're born with that. 10% and only 10% is circumstances. And that's where we focus all of our attention. Let me change my circumstances. But the other 40% is our habits of thoughts and behavior. And that's the part we can do something about. So just like you can raise your thermostat at home to get warm on a cold day, you can raise your happiness thermostat or your happiness set point to become happier, and you don't have to become thinner or richer or smarter to do it.
So Marcy, you mentioned this formula of 50 genetic, 10 circumstantial,
yep,
and 40 habits of thoughts.
Yep.
Is this scientifically borne out that
absolutely,
that half
is
of it is just wiring that we have absolutely no control of, and it's just the luck of the draw?
I'm sorry?
That half of our set point is
it's
completely
genetic.
The luck
now,
of the draw?
There are some scientists out there now, progressive scientists like Bruce Lipton, who say that even the DNA can be changed through our changes of thoughts and beliefs, and I tend to believe that as well. I think we have a tremendous ability to change our behaviors, and that ultimately it changes our body and can, in fact, change our DNA. But at least we know that 40% is influenced by our habits of thoughts and behavior. And I interviewed 100 unconditionally happy people for Happy for No Reason, and I found that the only thing that's different about them than about you and me is that they have different habits, and I distilled them down to 21 core habits that anyone can practice to raise their happiness set point.
So, Marcy, I mean, I'm not sure if we have time for 21, but what would you please give us?
I'll give you a couple of them.
Yeah, please.
Let me start with two in particular. One of them is happy people don't believe everything they think.
That is my favorite bumper sticker. I swear to God, I've said it on the radio show more than once. Don't believe everything you think is one of my favorite.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even know that.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And for the average person, 80% of them are negative. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true. And so happy people have learned simple ways to question their negative thoughts or their happiness-robbing thoughts, and I list a few of them in the book. You know, what I did with each of these 21 habits is each habit has the scientific research behind it. It also has an inspiring, true story that really is wonderful to read. I co-authored a number of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, so I know the power of stories. And then with each habit, I also have a tool or a technique that you can easily use to put into practice that habit. So, for example, with Don't Believe Everything You Think, I have a tool in there. Just you can learn in 5 minutes about how to question your thoughts and dissolve limiting beliefs.
Beautiful. So
so that's one of them. Let me give you a second habit. Second habit is...
So
sure.
How do people who are accustomed to believing what they think,
right,
how do you shift to go from believing everything you think to just saying, you know what, that was a thought, I don't have no attachment to that one, I'm letting that one go?
Right. Well, first of all, you don't want to fight your negative thoughts. Fighting anything, what you resist persists. It only makes it stronger. There are some very effective tools out there. The one that I love, two of them that I love to recommend are, one of them is called The Work by Byron Katie, and it's a simple 4-step procedure where you ask yourself these simple 4 questions, and then you do a turnaround statement. As I said, you can learn it in 5 minutes. I don't have time on the show to teach it to you, but it's just a simple procedure you can do with any self-limiting belief or thought. Same with another process called the Sedona Method that I also teach in the book. Simple process for allowing you to release your negative thoughts and feelings. These are just all neural pathways, old neural pathways that were formed many years ago, and what we're doing is creating new neural pathways that support happiness. Research shows that when you're happy, you have greater activity in the left prefrontal cortex of the brain. So it's a physiological state.
Mm.
So another habit has to do with our ability to live with an open heart, to live with love and gratitude, and to wish other people well. And I'll tell you a quick story about this. It's a story about a woman named CJ that I interviewed, and she was very depressed. She had lupus. She had been in a wheelchair for about 15 years. She'd been overweight. She was pretty miserable. She heard about a simple practice of wishing others well, and she thought, what the heck, I might as well try it. I have nothing to lose. So she made a habit every day of silently in her heart sending thoughts, wishes of happiness, health, and well-being to everybody around her. So she would send this to her friends, her family, whoever, her coworkers, even people she was passing down the highway. In her heart, she would say silently to herself this particular wish: may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. May you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. Now, she did this habitually for a year. I can't tell you after a year what happened to the people she sent that wish to, but I can tell you what happened to her. A year later, she was out of the wheelchair, exercising 3 times a week. Her happiness level had soared. She was completely symptom-free, and the doctors say it was a medical miracle. Now, the only thing she did differently was to wish others well. Simple thing anyone can practice. I say just try it for 2 weeks and see what happens.
You know what, Marcy? That is something that's so simple and so profound. And I know the truth of that one, too.
Mm.
So I have absolute direct experience of my own happiness index. I don't know what happens to anybody else because I wish them well. But people do respond favorably, and you never know. They actually may be passing that on to somebody else as well, too.
Absolutely.
So it need not only be the silent, distant from afar version as you're sitting in your car isolated. You actually get to verbalize it and share it and bring it out into the world in simple ways.
Oh, I love to. I love that. You know, I talk about a technique in Happy for No Reason that's the appreciation game, where you just spend a few minutes appreciating somebody in your life and they do it back to you. My husband and I do it very, very often with each other. We just say, something I appreciate about you is your sense of humor. And he'll say, something I appreciate about you is your energy and enthusiasm. You just go back and forth for a few minutes and appreciate each other. You know, what a different world we would live in if people on a more regular basis were to do that.
Exactly. In fact, it may even start with appreciating your own life because, you know, independent of anybody else, I mean, let's face it, you know, for all of the aggravation, all the craziness, all the struggle and sometimes suffering mm-hmm. that our lives seem to offer us on a regular basis, it certainly beats being on the other side of the sod.
You bet. You
and
bet,
so
you
to
know,
that, to that extent.
That I said that my dad used to use, any day I'm breathing is a good day. And,
exactly.
And the research actually shows that people who keep a gratitude journal, that means you just write down a couple things every day that you're grateful for, their happiness set point raises. Something as simple as that. So these are not... There are 21 habits that I talk about in Happy for No Reason. They aren't earth-shattering, but you do them all together, and it's a holistic program. Some have to do with your body. Some have to do with the spirit. Some have to do with purpose, relationships. In fact, Stu, earlier you were talking about bringing a sense of purpose. You were talking about, you know, not being in things for the money, but being for them out of purpose. I have a quote of Oprah Winfrey's in Happy for No Reason that I love. She said, "I never went for the money. I just said, God, use me. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself."
Yes. In fact, interesting story, you know, the old story about King Solomon, who at the time was considered to be not only the wisest, but the wealthiest man who had ever lived to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, on a relative basis, he may still have been that case, with all due respect to Bill Gates and anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And how he got, the story goes in terms of how he got his wealth and wisdom was that, you know, as son of King David, he became king when King David died, and at the age of 13. And God comes to him in a dream, almost as like a genie, and says, okay, King Solomon, you know, what do you need? What do you want? And he asked for the wisdom to serve God's people well.
Mm.
And because he asked to be of service to others and not for his own personal gain, he was given the wisdom and the financial wealth That was unprecedented.
Oh, I love that story. That's so beautiful. You know, there's another great quote by Albert Schweitzer, who's a wonderful humanitarian. He said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve."
Mm.
You know, we're all here for a purpose, I believe, and it's to serve in some way. And it doesn't matter how small or big that is, it's that you're doing your purpose here on the planet.
In fact, right now, so we can be of greater service to you out there listening, you know, this is a broadcast, and for the most part, this is a one-way ticket. You know, we're on send, rarely on receive, and we're changing that. I'm going to ask you to send us an email if there's any way that Marcy or I, or even Steve Farrell, who's appearing later on the program, can be of service to you. If you have a question, or you have a concern, or a statement that you would like a response to, that we could help to serve you in being in this conversation, to help take your lives to a new level of happiness, please email me at stu@insidewealth.net. That's Stu, S-T-U, at insidewealth.net. We'll pass it on to Marcy, we'll pass it on to Steve, whoever it is. And you know what? This is going to be a regular chapter in our show from now on as well, because we do want to be of service, and we are in this together. So Marcy Shymoff of San Rafael, born in San Mateo, happy for no reason.
Yeah, and anyone who wants more information, they can go to the www.happyfornoreason.com website. And we've got a Happy for No Reason questionnaire or self-assessment on there that you can take, see where you stand on the Happy for No Reason scale. We've got support groups going on Happy for No Reason. It's, you know, the book came out just a couple months ago, and it debuted at number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list and the Wall Street Journal bestseller list, which tells me that people are interested in being happy, and I'm thrilled about that.
Even in business, even business people out there who are so focused on the assets and the liabilities, and in many cases, the assets are asset backwards, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Research has shown that when you're happy, you're healthier, you live longer, on average 7 years longer, you have better relationships, you're more successful, and you make more money, $1 million more almost over the course of your lifetime.
So, people.
Fringe benefits of being happy. That's the icing on the cake.
If you needed a motivation, if we all know that somehow, some people think actually money is a motivator.
Mm.
You know, if you needed a motivation to be happy, consider your financial success is actually at stake, let alone your physical well-being. And along those lines, you did mention earlier, you dropped in, would you talk a little bit about the mind, body, spirit and connection to happiness? Because as you mentioned holistic.
Absolutely, yes. One of my 7 steps has to do with the mind, but another one has to do with the heart, and meaning love, how much we love, and one of them has to do with the body. When the cells of our body are happy, we're happy. And there are certain things that you can do to make your cells happy. And there are ways you can eat, exercise, sleep. I give the tips in there, happy foods. What can you eat that will increase the chemicals of happiness in your body? So I like to take it from all angles. The spirit, you know, research shown on meditation shows how it activates the left prefrontal cortex. Just even 20 minutes of meditation. After only 2 weeks, you have greater activity in that part of the brain that makes you happy. So it really is a mind, body, heart, and soul process.
Marcy, we've got one last question. This time has gone way too rapidly, and I'd like to right now invite you back.
I'd be happy to
come
back. Anytime.
So the final question I have for you before we let you go is, what is your vision for what our world could possibly be?
Oh, I love that question. There's a beautiful Chinese proverb that sums up my philosophy about that. My vision of the world is that each person feels greater love, joy, peace, and happiness in their own hearts, and through that we create a world of peace. And so I'll leave you with that Chinese proverb that sums it up. It says, when there is light in the soul, there is beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there is harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there is order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there is peace in this world of ours. And that's what I wish everybody.
Marcy Shymoff, thank you so much for being here today. I can feel the lightness again. Happy for No Reason is the book. We also have a link to Marcy on our website as well at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net. So you can contact Marcy through us, through her directly, and send that email. Please send that email because we care. And we are truly in this together. And as Marcy is clearly showing, we're both here to be of service. So, Marcy, thank you again for showing up today.
Thank you for inviting me. I had a wonderful time.
Me too.